Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Peter Iglinskas, who has been with us once before, at least, to talk about film noir. Peter is the king of film noir in Northwest Indiana.
Oh, wow. I've just been crowned. What a moniker.
I think it's a nice thing to be called. You have been doing this for how many years now at the Brouwer Museum?
This is our fourth season of Thursday Night Noir, and I pitched this to Greg Herzlieb 5 years ago. He went for it, and it's been a big success.
Yeah. It's I love film noir. Are all film noirs, except for Chinatown, of course, because that was later, are they all in black and white?
No, most are in the classic noir period, which went from about 1940 to 1959, but there are exceptions. Leave Her to Heaven, which is really a wonderful film noir, is in color, starring Gene Tierney and Cornel Wilde, so there are some exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But in the classic period, yes, it's black and white, which makes it so luscious to
watch. That's not the noir part of the film.
No. In fact, the thing that made that particular film so ironic was that it was shot in a bucolic setting and such beautiful settings, even though there were very noirish things going on in the film.
Yeah, for sure. Well, okay, so you're actually affiliated with Indiana University Northwest.
Yes.
But at the Brouwer Museum, you found a home.
Indeed.
For these screenings.
Yes.
So that's great. And what, Greg just takes down some of the art and or the screen goes up in front of it and that's where how the films get projected?
Yes, actually, my inspiration for this was the way that films were screened at the Museum of Contemporary Art in New York, that they would just take down, make room for the screenings in the gallery. And that's what I pitched to Greg, and he agreed, have the gallery be the setting. So we moved some paintings and screened the film on the wall. And you're in this wonderful, unique environment surrounded by art. Watching art, hearing art, the soundscape of the film, a film noir, and also having a communal experience because they're well attended, and Greg provides free popcorn and water.
So. Isn't that nice of him? How many people attend on an average?
I'd say average 40 to 50, sometimes overflow.
Yeah. Do you charge?
No, it's free and open to the public.
Well, that's a wonderful service to mankind, isn't it? Because, all movies are this way, but film noir is certainly very arty, and the way it looks, that especially the classic film noir that you spoke of, and a painting or a photograph, that's one image,
right?
Forever.
A static image
forever, that can have so much to it. Of course, obviously, I'm not trying to rag on fine artists. However, the movies are filled with these images, just one after another after another.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, I relate the films to a lot of what is happening in the static art world, if you will, the paintings and the photography going on in the time period.
So, Peter, what remains out of this fourth season of film noir at the Brouwer?
Well, March 15th, we're going to be screening and discussing The Narrow Margin, a 1952 film noir starring Charles McGraw and Marie Windsor, two classic noir staples. And on April 19th is The Lineup, 1958, a later addition to the noir canon, starring none other than Eli Wallach. As a wonderfully complex hitman.
Yeah. I wouldn't see him as a hitman necessarily. He seems more grandfatherly to me.
Well, no, in his more popular roles or more familiar roles. And that's one of the things that's interesting about these films is that we get to see some of these actors in their youth working in film noir, whereas we may know them in other categories later on.
Right. Mm-hmm. They became more familiar to us. So, Peter, is there still film noir today?
Oh, absolutely. Neo-noirs are being made all the time. In fact, there's one that I just saw about a year and a half ago was released, a film called The American Side. And it takes place in Buffalo, New York. Very clever premise. And the director and the star of that show, of that film, were actually at the Vickers Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan, and got to meet them and It's a wonderful, wonderful genre that is still alive today.
And are you going to keep doing film noir at the Brouwer?
Yes, Greg and I plan on doing this until our AARP cards are frayed at the edges.
Well, I hope that's a long ways off. Right. Peter, thank you for doing this, by the way. I think it's a really cool medium to bring to people's attention.
Indeed. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.